Good morning.
Morning.
Another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Enjoy it while it's still somewhat cool. Thankfully, God provides means to stay cool. We're blessed with this facility, and it's cool right now. Do you like to see results? Or are you more the type who starts a whole bunch of projects on or off the to-do list, only to leave them unfinished? Are we more focused on getting results when it comes to worldly projects, but not spiritual ones? Some results are just out of our hand. God grant us wisdom to know which is which. God also grant us wisdom and an increase in trust when it comes to what He does to get the results which are in line with His purposes. And the word before us this morning does this, that gives us that increase in trust and godly wisdom. With that in mind, I invite your attention to the invocation on page 3 of our service bulletin. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please stand. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins, asking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us.
Lord of life, I confess that I am by nature dead in sin, for faithless worry and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do. You should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In his great mercy, God made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through his called servant. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord for the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you. Hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you.
Amen.
On the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, a reading from Holy Scripture from the prophet Isaiah, the 55th chapter, reminding us that God's word does produce results. We get this reminder. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire, and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When it comes to the producing Word of God, our role is to plant the seeds of the Word. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Corinthians 3. What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants, through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter, where Jesus points out not everyone, unfortunately, will hold on to the truths of the word. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Be seated as we turn now to our hymn of the day. Grace, mercy, and peace remain yours in great abundance, thanks to God our Father and His goodness. Goodness evident through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on His scriptures this morning. Turning back to these words of Isaiah, "So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who thankfully has had mercy on us and brought us into his kingdom through his means of grace, the power of his word, so that we can live for him now and with him for all eternity. Are you a fan of the heat? Would you remain a fan of it, if you are a fan of it, if there were not air conditioning available? There was a time, right, when people did not have air conditioning, but now some people, well, they just could not live without it or imagine a time without it. Does the high heat or the high temperature cause any problems or concerns? Most definitely, it does. It does lead to some health concerns, especially if you are not healthy to begin with. People die of heat exhaustion. People get dehydrated, and sometimes they say, right, when you get thirsty and take water, it's too late. You need to stay hydrated to avoid dehydration. The high temperatures also impact our trees, our plants, our lawns. They take a beating. And just a light drizzle of water from the irrigation system, well, that doesn't seem to be enough. It seems rather to be ineffective against the heat. Well, as our bodies need water, and not just the water that is found in caffeine drinks and alcohol, and as our vegetation, our trees, our plants, our lawns need water, we also know what needs water: our soul. And as a dribble of water really doesn't make a dent in helping our lawns or even helping our bodies stay hydrated, so the water of life, if just a dribble, too often dries up before refreshing the heart. If taking care of the soul were left to ourselves, what would our soul look like? It would not be good. We would remain in a drought. And sadly, many do. But thanks be to God, He's given us what we need to avoid drought-like conditions. He has intervened and given us His water of life. So instead of being and remaining in a drought, He gives us the opportunity to be refreshed and to grow and to flourish. His water doesn't come through irrigation systems. It doesn't come from rain or snow. The water we need for the soul comes through His Word. It's through that Word that He builds a relationship between Himself and us. It's through that Word that He connects us to Himself, and it's through that Word that He keeps us connected to Himself. It's through that Word that He not only gives us trust in Him, but also builds up that trust. And so through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord reminds us, as we're connected to the Word, continually trust then that God gets results, keeping you connected to that Word and also connecting others to that Word. And so as we trust God to get results, we trust that He gets those results through His Word, the Word that He directs us to listen to. I mean, the prophet Isaiah was directed to tell the Israelites, listen up, people of Israel. You made all these foreign gods, these gods that you yourself made out of wood and stone to mimic the foreign gods that you adopted. And now you expect those foreign gods and the gods that you made to be a benefit to you. Listen up to the Lord. Why worship the thing that you made? Rather worship the one who made you. And so the prophet Isaiah is to remind the Israelites, seek the Lord while He may be found. Come back to Him. And those words are not just then for the children of Israel back in the Old Testament. These words are still very much applicable to you and me today. Come and seek the Lord while He may be found. To those who have drifted away, come and seek the Lord before time runs out. To those who have not been into the Lord, come and seek the Lord while He may be found. Part of that seeking is repenting. Acknowledge your waywardness. Acknowledge the spiritual drought you have been in. Acknowledge the sins that you have been committing. And be contrite over what you have done. And then recognize that not by your doing, not by how contrite you are, but by God's grace, forgiveness is yours. But the Lord makes it clear through His prophet that this opportunity to seek the Lord, to repent and be saved, that time is going to come to an end. Kind of like those Southwest deals, you know, they only are there for a short bit. Well, we know that they'll probably offer them again, but if you miss that window, you don't get that deal. Well, God's offer to seek Him while He may be found, it's not going to come back again and again and again. When your life is ended, someone else's life is ended, or this world comes to an end, that's it. Now is the time to seek the Lord. And doesn't our society need to seek the Lord? All that is going on in our society, and how much of it, some of it contributed to by our silence. Some of it's just out of our control. Some of it is a judgment. And sad to say, whether it be through our silence or just unfortunately the direction the way things are going, a strong movement, part of it the judgment, who is being harmed along the way? By some of the decisions that parents and teachers and officials are making? Our children. In the Old Testament, they sacrificed children to the god of Molech. Well, we got our own gods of Molech today where we're sacrificing our children. Come and seek the Lord while he may be found. Now is the time to repent and spare your life and the life and the souls of the children. Now is the time to listen, to heed God's word, not just then for repentance, but also to gain salvation. There is no other name by which people can be saved. The Lord makes that clear. And there's no apologies. He makes no apologies for saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Other religions, which do not lead to grace and forgiveness, make no apologies for their way of teaching. Why do Christians feel like we need to apologize for standing up to Christ? The only name by which people can be saved. The only one who offers salvation free and clear. No hoops to go through. It's time to listen to his word to gain that salvation. Salvation which has been gained for us, for Jesus came into this world to seek and to save the lost. And that includes each and every one of us. It really is mind-blowing when we stop to think about the love and the generosity that Jesus displayed for us when he took all of our sins upon himself, burdening himself, and took those sins to the cross where he paid the penalty for our sins. Even knowing that we would keep sacrificing our children to the gods of modern Molech. For those sins too, he went to the cross. Now some would say, why would Jesus go to the cross for people who have committed such grievous sins? Well, his ways and thoughts are not our ways and thoughts, thankfully. While there is time, he does give opportunity to repent and be saved, where we might be quick just to X that person out. So praise the Lord that he shows grace to those who commit such grievous sins, but then again, God be praised that he shows such grace to you and me, as sin is sin, and we are no better. Now is the time to listen to his word, to repent, and to gain salvation. His word which is inspired and inerrant. Everything about God's word can be trusted. All his promises have been and will be kept. Now this word which is inspired and inerrant, it may seem ineffective. And to much of the world it does. What do you mean just words on a page? And what is this baptism? It's just water. And what is this Lord's Supper? It's just some unleavened bread and fruit of the vine. How can that be effective and make a change in people's lives? But what is that water connected to? What is that unleavened bread and fruit of the vine connected to? What really is on the words of that Bible? The power of God. The Lord reminds us, the prophets didn't come up with the words that they spoke on their own. People then come to interpret the scriptures that were given to them on their own doing. It was by the Holy Spirit leading them, guiding them, directing them. No prophecy had its origin in the will of man, we are told. But God, speaking through the Holy Spirit, made sure what is recorded down is there for our benefit, for our learning, for our salvation. what may seem so insignificant to the world? Well, again, his ways and thoughts are not our ways and thoughts. He doesn't come and act through a violent storm. He comes through a whisper. And what a powerful whisper. Look at your own life. How the word and the sacrament has impacted your life. You know that your life is saved. You know that your life has meaning and purpose. You know where you are going if your life were to end today or 20 years from now, or Jesus would say, it's the end. How many people are missing that confidence? Because they're missing out on the word. And so Jesus then and still today addresses his words to those who in a sense are drifting from the word, who are remaining in drought-like conditions or have gone back to drought-like conditions. I mean, do we like drought-like conditions? Don't we take steps to avoid drought-like conditions? Is it any different then when it comes to our soul? How many people who have had the word of God, have had the water of life, but have gone back to the world and its ways, have gone back to drought? Perhaps even thinking, you know, before I die, I'll come back to the Lord. Do you know when you're going to die? Do you know when you're going to hang one on and you're going to hit that light pole and knock out power and be dead? And then we're going to say, well, Lord, you know, if you would just give me another 30 seconds, I would have come back to you. Dude, I gave you 30, 40 years. Why don't we take God's word seriously? We see the results of what happens when we don't. Thankfully, he is merciful. For God does not take pleasure in the death of anyone. He is patient, wanting all people to come to a knowledge of the truth and be saved. And so he provides the warning in Scripture for us, too, to stay focused on that simple yet powerful word of God, to not get caught up in gimmicks and events and this and that, the shiny objects that too many people fall for. Rely on the word which gets results according to his purposes. As we have expectations in life, God all the more has expectations. Again, that all people would come to know his truth, the truth about creation, that they're not an accident, that this world did not just come about by accident, but it came about by purpose and it's maintained with purpose. That we have purpose in life. We're not just walking around this life aimlessly. How many people are in the drought of aimless living? In the why questions, God has given us answers to the why questions as well. And this definitely is where you come in. Who has opportunity to talk about where and why things have come into being? That life has meaning and purpose, of why there are terrible things taking place in the world and what's the answer to those terrible things, the way to endure. You've heard it before. What does it take for evil to succeed? For good people to stand by and do nothing. What is it that we can do? Use our mouth to witness, our actions to set the example, to pray, to encourage. Again, at the heart of our witnessing has to be the word. It's not just our witnessing per se that will make a difference, but it's what we're witnessing. With what? The word which gets results. Sometimes when you're trying to offer comfort to someone, do you think the word just like, oh, they fall flat? Maybe sometimes we're trying too hard. Just let the word of God speak and be content with that. Not thinking it's how clever you have to say something or with tears that you have to say something, but let the word speak. It gets results. He has expectations that we not only speak His truth, but we also live His truth with no excuses. That we continually set the example, that we remain salt and light in this world. That it always comes through in our conversations and our actions. I mean, again, because if our attitude stinks, what else is going to stink? Our words and our actions. And if people hang around us, if we have a stinky attitude, what's going to happen to those who hang around us? More often than not, they end up with a stinky attitude in words and actions. And especially people in leadership positions, if they have a stinky attitude, it's going to permeate and impact negatively everything else. When it comes to the world, when it comes to family, when it comes to ministry, there's no place for stinky attitudes, but rather high expectations. Because who do we serve? The God of high expectations. There is only one opinion that matters then in the end that we should be concerned about, and that is God's. God, help us then stand firm on His opinion, which is not just an opinion, but the truth. The truth that He has revealed to us through His Word. The Word which produces results. Maybe we don't see all the results right away. Again, we've heard it before where Apostle Paul made the comment, I can't wait to get to heaven to see all the people that have been impacted through the preaching that he was allowed to do. As he had to go from town to town. Who knows the seed that you have planted, how it's bearing fruit. But one day you will. But sometimes that word which we plant, it's going to be a word of judgment. Because there too, God's word gets results. Convicting someone in their sin with the hope that they will repent. But they have been warned. And if they refuse the warning, that's on them. But praise the Lord that the Lord has taken your spiritual drought and turned it into a spiritual wellspring. And that you're here today once again to continually keep your soul, your relationship with Jesus, not just moist, but overflowing with water, the water of life. See how the Word has produced results in your life. And by the grace of God, it will continue to produce results in the lives of others. It is bearing fruit all across the world, as He has promised. Just like when there is rain and snow and there are results that are evident, so when His Word is preached, the results are there. By the grace of God, there's still time to talk up and live His ways. There's still time for people to seek Him out and be saved through His Word of truth. God, give us then what we need to stay cool amidst the heat, to stay moist in the soul, to continue to trust in Him and in His Word. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds fresh and active and living in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join together for a confession of faith. It's found for us on page 7.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life.
We pray. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for reconciling us to yourself through the sufferings and death of your dear Son. Through him, we have confidence to enter into your presence and to bring you our prayers and petitions. Out of the infinite bounty of your goodness, grant us a rich measure of your Spirit.
Let the love of Christ fill your church, so that it may flourish in all good works. Help us to show love and compassion for all who are in need.
Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of your mercy, that they may turn to you, the only God, and find salvation in you.
Strengthen our faith, so that we unfailingly come to you in prayer for all our bodily needs.
Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid.
Help us patiently endure.
O Lord of heaven and earth and sea, to you all praise and glory be. How can we thank you properly, who gives us all? Dear Lord, from you we all derive our life, our gifts, our power to give. O may we ever with you live, who gives us all. Continue to watch over the coming and going of those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. And for those celebrating a wedding anniversary, renew the couple's love for each other as they reflect on the love you have for them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions, and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus, our Savior. As we turn now to the sacrament, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. And we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power.
By his incarnation, he became one with us. By his perfect life, he fulfilled your holy will. By his innocent death, he overcame that. By his rising from the grave, he opened up.
Invited by your grace and instructed by your word, we approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting.
We also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Thank you.
We pray. Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, read, learn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may hold firmly to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Continue to keep our souls refreshed and nourished. A Bible study on Matthew, beginning at 9:30 here in the church proper. Handouts are available there in the entryway by the bulletins. If you already have a study copy from last attendance, that's the same study. You can also find it online on our website, or if you receive the weekly news, it's also linked there also. And then today, if you're here after the late service, you can come back if you're able to. Again, the taco nacho lunch, or just join us for lunch in the multipurpose center. And then this coming Friday, Friday evening, starting around 6, we'll have some games before the movie. You can see the weekly news for the name of the movie. And then we're serving hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill. Hamburgers made to order, so they're nice and fresh. We'll have the games and so forth outside, weather permitting, but the movie we'll do inside the multipurpose center with the air conditioning and so forth. Plus popcorn and everything else to go with the movie. So hopefully you can enjoy that. You can keep our summer Bible camp in your prayers as that kicks off tomorrow and goes through the week. See the weekly news for other things that are going on. Just one more item. For those who watch online, just to acknowledge that they are with us, and we're thankful for that. If you are comfortable, just turn around and give a little wave and say, there you go. Beautiful. Blessings on the rest of your day. Thanks.